Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday teaser and Tuesday Patreon show. Normally, I record the show and then I go home and I record the teaser. But today, since it's Tuesday and it's a school holiday.
Today's why? Oh, it's Veterans Day.
Veterans
Shit.
Day.
Oh my goodness.
So the children are home. So yeah. I need to just do this,
get it
cut
done.
It in half, you know, take 10 minutes out, put it in the front, and then put the rest on Patreon. So if you're not a member of Patreon, first I'd like to introduce my friend MAGA Heart Attack Doug. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be here. Great to be here.
And what is it like to be Trumpy in Trumpy country? Does it feel
this
good?
This is how we start.
King of the Hill?
This is how we start
is
the
it,
damn
do
show,
you feel
for
like,
God's
is
sakes.
It the King of the Hill?
Why do we got to go right to that? Can't you say, hey, Doug, how's your day going?
Doug, it's 7:52 in the morning.
Right,
it's 7:52. What time did you get
start
up?
Fucking insulting me?
I didn't insult you. I didn't say you're an idiot. I didn't say MAGA people
MAGA
are stupid.
Means idiot.
But you call yourself MAGA,
Doug. No, I do
you
not.
You say I'm MAGA.
No, you called me fucking MAGA.
It was
I call me Doug.
No, you really embraced the heart attack, Doug, though.
David, I'm I was more of a hippie than you ever were. That's one thing you never get.
Continue. You told me the other day.
I had long hair. I played the guitar. I smoked the weed like you when I was a child.
Listen, number one, you were not a hippie. You were some weird hard rocker Long Islander guy. You told me the story. Tell the story of your art teacher. In high school that set off your anti-hippie sentiment.
You know, this goes out to all you teachers out there, just so you know how important this is. I was in ninth grade, and we had this art thing. And the art teacher hated me because I was captain of the football team. I played in a band. I was a threat to his manhood
or something. How old are
he
you?
He was wearing some orange outfit because of Vietnam. Like
what kind
he looked
of orange,
like this freak.
What kind of orange?
He
outfit?
Looked like a fucking grizzly bear. The guy was huge. He had this giant. He was a handsome guy too. He's scary, and he hated people like my family, World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans. I was just a child trying to create some art. So I do my. It was a pencil sketching. So I
Hold
do
on,
my.
How old were you?
Like 14.
And you were the captain of the football team.
Yeah, I was moved up to varsity in ninth grade.
You are the biggest exaggerator I've ever met. I'm going to change your nickname to Exaggerating MAGA Heart Attack.
I had a fucking unbelievable. I can throw a football like a fucking
ninth
cannon.
Grade captain was, of the football team.
Me and my brothers could throw shit.
Listen,
we could throw baseballs, footballs.
My
we'll
arm
get
was
stuff.
Like a cannon.
They Listen, called me the human cannon.
Here's
my fucking nickname.
Here's the question.
Yes, sir.
Ninth grade.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Hand on the Bible.
No
14
shit.
Years old.
14 years old.
Captain of the football team.
I started a fucking riot after this.
Captain of the football team, ninth grade, 14
yes.
years old.
Well, yeah. Well,
the senior, there was no senior that might have been better.
There was multiple captains. I was the young captain. You know, sometimes on the ship there's a young captain.
Yes.
I was the young captain.
Okay.
I had the star.
The lieutenant.
I had the fucking star. What do you want me to
All
tell
right,
you?
Tell your anti-hippie
All right,
story.
All so this man who was a teacher was wearing this orange outfit in protest of the Vietnam War and hated people like me and my family. We had an art thing we had to do. It was a pencil sketch. And you can do anything you want, but it had to be a scenery thing, like just like me and David are looking at right now. So I decided to go back to my Viking heritage and do a ship sailing through these two cliffs that were very high. I drew the trees, everything. Man, I was fucking proud of this shit. I thought I was going to get an A.
I think you're not describing it enough.
The ship was going, like, right here, going into the sunset. I had the sun there.
And when he says right here, we're facing the Great South Bay of Long Island. He's staring out on the bay, imagining
my
that you
Viking
can see it.
My Viking brothers were driving the ship through this kind of like a, what's that canal? Like the Erie Canal type of thing, only with mountains.
Yes.
Through there. It was beautiful. It was the best artwork I ever did besides
and weren't there
stick
also,
figures.
Weren't there soldiers on the hill throwing spears?
Yes. Bows and arrows shooting at us.
Shooting at liberals in the field.
Shooting
it was
liberals
the first,
and,
it was,
and Jews.
And Jews and blacks. It was the first pre-MAGA artwork that MAGA Doug did, which was basically a white supremacy sketch. He shows it to the hippie, and what does the hippie do?
So now my art teacher, I'm thinking I got a fucking A on this shit. I killed it, right?
Yes.
Right, so I'm waiting, you know, a couple of days go past. People are getting their grades. Somehow my grade's not coming along. So I said to the very evil teacher, man, I was like, did you mark my painting, my thing? He goes, yeah, you were, so right here it is. You got an F. I'm like, what do you mean I got an F? He goes, yeah, it sucked. He goes, you got an F. And I was like, I was fucking heartbroken because I actually did the work, did the best I could. I captured the moment. And because this hate, this teacher's hatred of people like my family who are World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, and people who are patriotic, he gave me a fucking F. So that turned me against all of your people.
This kicked off the anti.
It is. This anti, is the start of MAGA Little Doug.
Yeah, it's the secret origin story of MAGA heart attack. Exaggerating, Doug. Now, do you want to hear the topics for today's Tuesday?
Let's hear them.
You're the only person I do topics with, by the way.
Why? Because most of them insult me.
Sometimes they do. Okay, these are the topics.
Go ahead.
It's like Jeopardy. One.
I love Jeopardy.
I get to.
Oh, boy.
Two, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Yeah.
Three, Doug's Mailbag. Four, Doug's Confidence. Five, The Seasons. Six, Doug's Mess. Seven, Doug's Duncan. Eight, Doug's Horrible Ego. Nine, The Beatles.
Oh,
10,
my God, The Beatles.
Compressa.
Compressa.
11, Doug's Mike. And 12, Jay's Foibles. What would you like to start with?
Why don't you just pick it?
No, 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 you pick. I want to start with I Get To.
All right. God.
So I get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm a victim of my family. Like, I can do nothing without, what are you, waving at the dog?
Yeah, I love dogs.
I think you might be the biggest people pleaser in the history of people.
I'm a happy person, I'm sorry.
Once you win someone over, it's over. But before that, actually, first you're judgmental.
I'm a good winner.
No, first you sit in judgment, and you say to yourself, should I please this person or should I not please this person?
You might be right.
Because
there,
with me, you didn't want to please me at all.
You
wouldn't even shake my hand. Do you remember that?
You're extremely difficult.
You wouldn't even shake my hand.
You attacked me multiple times in meetings. There's more than two now, I think. How can I shake a man's hand who's always trying to assault me? We'll get to that, my friend.
I also want you to not do shtick. I need you to be straight, Doug.
Sorry.
Straight, Doug.
Straight, Doug.
Do you remember, and I'm sure we've talked about this on the show, before our great friendship developed?
Yes.
In the meeting at the basement of the church when I tried to talk to you and you were like, please stay away
from
me.
Step away from me.
Please stay away. Do you remember this?
Weren't you wearing like a sweater with a star on it or something, and like
I'm being
serious.
Did you
have a yarmulke on that day?
No, you're Shecky Youngman. You're not that guy. We're in the basement. I approach you, and you refuse to speak to me.
All right, you know why? Do we know why? You know why? Because your nose was running like a faucet. You looked like you had COVID three times over.
It was pre-COVID.
You were sickly. You were a sickly looking man, and me as a man who was in shape.
That's not the truth. Half of the story is true. The half that's true.
Well, tell people what is the other half that I didn't tell?
That you were recovering from some deep fucking horrible thing. You had just come back from the hospital. You were on death's door, and you were afraid that my sickly germs would kill you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What happened. And it took
months.
I was
living in a lot of fear back then. I died almost like four times. So.
Well, that's hence the name Heart Attack.
And you obviously didn't care because you had COVID. You knew I just got out of the hospital and you're trying to shake my hand and hug me and everything else.
COVID is a scam. It's not even real. No one died from COVID.
I think you're right.
Anyway, so I get to. So I drive to meet you this morning. I get in the car. Gas is on empty.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
Yeah, I can't believe it, actually. This is your life. Wait, let's go with me through a little bit more stuff here while we're here. Who's that? Who just called? John?
John Bucati.
Well, let's go to the tire pressure. David has four tires on his car, and three out of the four have no air in them.
Well,
this is on the car.
That's in the compressor topic.
The compressor.
That's in the compressor topic. So I get so angry that Linda doesn't put gas in the car. She's
the beautiful Linda.
She's driving this car around. She doesn't put gas in the car.
That's your job, right?
I get to the gas station. You know what I really hate at the gas station? Oh, so
you're gas station attendant?
No, I like the guy, this guy. He's some kind of Uzbekistani Turkish guy that I really like.
So wait a second.
So let me ask you this, though. It's your job. You say that so masculinely. So if you get in your car after your wife and your family deplete the gasoline,
yes,
are you always like, you know,
it's only
is,
because I want to be a hero.
Okay,
hey, I got this. I'll fill it up. Don't worry about it.
Well, this is the I get to.
Oh,
like there. No, no, no. It's not. Sorry. It's like, I felt like, fuck, I can't believe I have to fill up the tank.
Right.
And there's one of these fucking landscapers at the gas station with five
five trucks.
Yeah, no,
oh,
five
the gas cans. The
no,
gas
no,
cans.
The five standing mowers, and they're all like circling the tanks because they each little machine needs to get gassed right. up. So I'm waiting for the fucking them. But I'm sitting there and I think that for a second, like, what a cool thing that I get to
do this for your family,
to fill up the tank or do this or
yeah.
do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Now I hate it when people share about that at the meeting.
Why?
If you want to hear why it disgusts me, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And until we meet again, stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to be good so bad.